This poem here is one of the better known ones that Bonnie has done, and of course, like most, it was a song that he sang, and there's a few people around that know it, and it's been published in a couple of times in different magazines, some of the local fishing papers and stuff. And it's the counterpart to the one we've already done called Sailing Sarcasm, which had to do with his adventures on a sailboat. And this has to do with getting engines into boats, and he being the one that did most of the work on the engines. It's called The Gray Engineer. I was down on the dock just a spending my time, out of a job, not earning a dime, when up steps a fella and he says, "I suppose you're an engineer by the looks of your clothes." "Well, he guesses me right, I'm a son of a gun. Do you happen to have any hard ones to run?" Says he's got one, it's a tough one to start, and she won't turn over till you take her apart. Said this old engine ain't ever run right, and he's cranked her all day and he's cussed her all night. Well, I gets all excited and ask what he pays to fix this old donkey for the rest of her days. He offers $10, and I says, "I'm your man. If anyone can start her, I know that I can. The engine ain't made, no matter how dead, that I cannot run till she jumps off her bed." He says, "Get your wrenches, and I'll give you a chance." And I picked up my toolbox and hitched up my pants. We got into his dory and sculled off to his boat, and I didn't wonder that mill got his goat. I looked down in the bilges, and there she lay, a lousy old rusty old 690 gray. She had Delco ignition and Champion plugs, and was wet from her base to her cylinder lugs. I grabbed for the needle, and I gave it the twist, and I rolled up my shirt sleeves and spit on my fist. And I grunted her over, and well I knew then, before she was started, I'd sure earn my 10. She was all out of time, and the wires were short, and her points didn't break, her bearings were hot. Compression was poor, and her gaskets were punk. I could tell at a glance she was nothing but junk. I pulled out the choke and retarded the spark, and then I gave her a flip just to see if she'd back. She blew out a plug and went backwards instead, and I busted a cowling the top of my head. I took off a handhole, and I looked at a crank, and I got hold of the throttle, and I give it a yank. I checked out the valves, and I tested the coil, and I took off a timer and smeared it with oil. Well, I cranked till my boot tops ran over with sweat, and not one explosion from her could I get. And I took off the condenser, and I filed down the points, and I cranked till my elbows flew out of the joints. I primed her with ether and I called her a name. She was dead as a mackerel, and I was the same. I tested the battery and I fiddled the switch, and then I decided that her gas was too rich. There was dirt in the tank and it had stuck in the float, and that Stromberg was flooding all over the boat. I cleaned out the strainers and blew through the tank, and then humped up my shoulders and rustled that crank. She'd fire on 3, then on 5, and then on 2, and I took out the plugs and I put them in new. She'd backfire and sneeze, but I cranked till she stuck, and I'd tried all my tricks, and I was plumb out of luck. Well, I swore till the paint in the cabin turned green, a tougher old junk pile I never had seen. I says, "I'll be damned if I know what to do." Then the cap'n says, "Here, have a slug of home brew." "Well," I says, "that's the answer. How much have you got?" Well, that liquor was potent and fragrant and hot, and he hands me a jug with a quart and a half, and I took out her plugs and I give her a draft. I poured what was left in the gasoline tank, and I got hold of the throttle, gave it a yank, and she made one explosion, and that one was stout, for the flywheel flew off and the piston flew out, and the base and the exhaust pipe went up through the deck, and the spark plugs and wires was wrapped round my neck. I was laid up in bed for 17 days, and you can't hire me, boys, to start no more grays. Yeah, I can hear him singing that one.